But that was on the outside, and things were different then. We'd built our world together.
Yeah,
okay.
First three albums on the
clear and strong.
You might see.
Wonderland's very, very average. The Innocence, the Circus, meh, sometimes is all right. The Innocence,
Circus is my
good.
Favorite.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
That's so odd. I find that utterly disposable.
It's weird because I've bought the first five. I think you know they reissued them all with all the extras and like deluxe versions and stuff. So
yeah.
I bought up to Chorus. Chorus is the last one.
Yes, thank you, Kerry. Sorry. Oh, so you bought. So you've got
waiter service there.
I'm at the theatre where I'm gigging tonight.
Where are you, by the way? But just in case I get this out in the next hour, which isn't going to happen.
Where am I? I'm in. Well, the show actually starts earlier than I thought, so you'll never get it out before 7:30.
All right. Okay.
I'm in the Duchess Theatre in Long Eaton.
Oh, okay.
So,
I used to live up that way, so I know it a little bit. I know the area.
Where did you used to live?
A posh bit, West Bridgeford. we had a roof and everything.
You show off, mate. You had windows and everything.
Well, we only had them on part share during the winter. That was it. That was all we could afford.
So just so I know, what are your podcast rules? What are your swearing?
You can say absolutely anything, and I will send you a copy before it gets released in case you want anything.
Okay, all right. I'm more just worried about my language more than
anything. Oh, it's fucking fine, mate.
Hey!
You can say whatever the cunt in hell you want. In fact, I insist on it.
It's a bit odd doing this because complete transparency, I am not aware of the ins and outs, or I don't think I've ever seen a full episode of Prisoner Cell Block H.
That's absolutely fine. I want people with all different levels of knowledge to come on. The last person who was on was a proper expert, right? And the person before that only knew it to absolutely despise the show. So, yeah, it's for everyone, all levels of knowledge and in between. So it's not as if anyone requires to do any research. They're either a fan or they're not. It's basically
that's not my strong point either, the whole research side of things.
Research is for losers. It wants to learn stuff.
Exactly. My approach to life is take the headline and fill the gaps in yourself.
Exactly. Why not? In fact, that's going to be quite handy in a minute, because I'm going to do a recap of an episode for you. So I'm guessing you were Tyne Tees, ITV region.
I was Tyne Tees. God, that gave me a real feeling of nostalgia there.
Is it not anymore?
Garlic TV. No, is it?
I don't bloody know.
I think it might be, but certainly the old Tyne Tees logo flashed in the it flashed into my head there, because I can remember getting, there was like those regional news programs which were like just so awful, and I got my birthday right now. My mum sent a thing, and they would read local children's birthdays in the area at the end of it. So that's how small Tyne Tees TV was.
Was there some kind of ravaged cuddly toy next to them while they did it? Because I think every region had one of those. I know Granada did, so I assume everyone else did as well. It's just some like some like cuddly toy they pulled out of a fire at an orphanage or something. And then someone's like reading the birthdays out as a puppet or something.
They had such an odd approach as well to child protection back in the days, because they used to have a Bonnie Baby competition in the Evening Chronicle, and it was just pictures of kids with their age, the name of their parents, and their address. Literally, so because I've still got the cutout from mine, so it's a little picture of me with curly hair, my friend Jill's next to me in it. And it's yeah, it literally says Barry Dodds, parents, and then address 22 Amberley Walk. It's like a
Parents
takeaway
will be
menu.
out between these times.
Honestly, it's like a takeaway menu for pedos. You like skim through the back page and go, "What do you fancy tonight?" Oh, I think I'll have a Geordie.
The 80s, it was their heyday. It's a lucky erasure.
Look, let's never ever link those two ever,
Only in
ever,
that,
ever.
only in that way, unless I can think of any more.
I get nervous when there's exposés about big bands. I'm like, oh God, don't you dare! But I think they've been good boys, Andy and Vince.
I think they're fine. So it's all
Sparks
right.
make me nervous.
It's just because he deliberately looks dodgy. That's what it is. He had a Hitler mustache in the 70s, for God's sake. He's not. I mean, the phrase, if it did come true, the phrase "hiding in plain sight" has never been more true, has it?
It really is. Oh,
So on
dear
Tyne Tees, were you
me.
aware of this like late night weird Australian show existing?
I was aware of it existing. Now, the reason that I was aware of it was that my mum was quite into it. So I was aware that it was a thing. But my mum was sort of, she loved, it's so specific of things. She loved sort of Aussie soaps. So, like, not so much Home and Away, but Neighbours was a big thing. But then there was really obscure stuff like Sons and Daughters. Do you remember that?
Yeah, flying doctors is another one. They're on during the
Yeah,
day.
flat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, Prisoner Cell Block H was one of them. So she'll have known it. I'll have taken some of it in by osmosis. But when I think of Prisoner Cell Block H, I do think late night telly. I do think women's prison. And my
That's all right.
thought
You got the
process
right
beyond
show.
that, my thought process beyond there is horrific.
That's absolutely fine because, a lot of people, they didn't watch it, but they were aware of it. And they're also aware of people taking the piss out of it. So then they hear Prison Cell Block H and they think, oh, bad acting, really cheap sets and, cell
Now,
doors that wobble. All of those are
now
true to an extent.
this is what I was going to ask you was, is this just a trope or an urban legend? I don't know that the sets were wobbly. I mean, were
No, they
they?
weren't.
Or because,
It was made on the cheap.
right.
There's no doubt about it. But and occasionally someone who's absolutely shit turns up in it as an actor, and you go, that might be where the rumors of shit acting in Prisoner come from. But generally
Right.
the acting's great. It's really good. And it's easy to go, this person's really shit in it because they stand out as being a shit actor.
Right.
So it's kind of like that. But as a Prisoner fan, I think that I'm allowed to slag it off. So I feel that I'm allowed to because I'm a fan. Whereas it's like if someone you're allowed to slag Erasure off. If someone who doesn't like Erasure slags them off, you get all defensive on their behalf.
Yeah, I'll kick
Yeah.
the
I'm the same. So essentially, if you don't like the episode we're about to watch, I'm gonna have to kick your head in. It's just simple. I don't even. In fact, the one you've got is kind of from the era this photo was taken behind
Okay.
me. So it's episode 244 out of 692.
Jeez.
Imagine that. They were spread out over. I mean, season one had like 100 episodes in it. Okay, right. So We're going to play you a quick recap of episode 243, just so you've got a chance to know what's going on, who the characters okay. are, and all that kind of thing. So luckily, I've got Megbot 2000 here, who will have the recaps for every episode available. So I'm just going to play this in for you now, and this is going to be the episode before the one we're going to watch. So,
okay.
Previously, on Prisoner Cell Block H, Jim returns to work after a week's holiday. Joyce Barry shows Jim the drawing, and it has the same effect on him as it did on Janet. Erica is discussing the newspaper article with Ted Douglas when Jim bursts into the office. Mr. Douglas insists on stricter security measures based on Gillespie's recommendations, and says that two new officers are coming to help carry out the new regulations. Doreen visits B in sickbay to try to find out from B indirectly how crucial it is that she gets a new kidney. Jim blames Janet for encouraging Doreen's artistic talents. Doreen tells Jim that she could donate a kidney for B, but is afraid and doesn't want to do it. She also asks Kate for advice. Kate lets slip in front of the other prisoners that Doreen could be a kidney donor. Judy tries to shut Kate up, but the damage has already been done.
Okay.
Sandy is visited by Inspector Grace, but he can get absolutely nothing out of her. Lizzie tricks Mrs. O'Regan in the kitchen into signing a piece of paper. Lizzie gives Kate a doll she has made to give to her son. Kate thanks her for it, but when Lizzie goes, Kate gives it to Sister Franklin. Judy steals a requisition form from reception. When Doreen comes on visit, Bea tells her that she knows about the test results and says that she'll still be friends with Doreen even if she decides not to donate a kidney. Bea finds out that Sister Franklin has got Lizzie's doll. Lizzie hides the requisition in between the other orders. Kate tells Bea that her son has so many toys that Sister Franklin's kids will value the doll much more than he would. Doreen tells Judy and Sandy that she has decided to go ahead and have the operation to donate a kidney to Bea. Kate's lawyer visits her. He says that he has found some major discrepancies in her accounts. Colleen tries to force Sandy to tell her where the letter is hidden, but Sandy just laughs at her.
There you go. Now you're completely up to speed with everything that happened in episode 243.
I've seen entire films that don't cover a quarter of that.
No one ever said it was light on storylines. There's always several going on at any one time and a million characters.
There's a lot getting thrown at the wall there.
This is the famous kidney donor storyline I think we've landed in. So when I do these, I select the episode randomly. I feed the plots and synopsis into the voice generator to play that. And then I just download the episode. So I don't really know until that plays just then whereabouts we are in the grand scheme of things. So it's going to be interesting just to see this episode because all we know is Bea's in hospital with kidney trouble and something about
a doll. What's the drawing, though, that had the same effect?
I'm not quite sure because I can't remember off the top of my head. And I've seen this plenty of times. Right, okay, so let's get stuck into episode 244.
Why not watch along with us? It's the best way to enjoy our insightful analysis. There's a YouTube link in the episode blurb.
You won't tell Lizzie, will you? I'd hate to upset her.
No, I won't say a word.
Thank you.
Now that's Kate. The blonde woman is Kate. The woman in bed is B.
Yes.
No, Jude. Sandy's right. I have been an awful friend to Bea. Well, she needn't worry anymore. Because I've made up my mind. I'm going to do it.
Good on you, love. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, we all are.
She giving a kidney away.
Tomorrow morning, there's going to be a cell search. Now, look, I'm not telling you this to do you any favours. I just want you to make sure that that letter is safe. Because if it gets into the wrong hands, your life will be anything but sweet.
A bit worried, eh?
Just you make sure that letter is not found.
Don't worry, it's perfectly safe.
How safe? Where is it?
This is the brief period when Colleen, the blonde woman, was meant to be the nasty screw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I find there's something about her that's ticking boxes.
If it helps, she's now 80 years old.
The old ones are the best.
Unless that helps, I don't know.
Dark.
It's no worse than usual.
Who can eat with those eyes boring in the...
It's famously the greyest TV show ever made.
What do you think we're going to do with these slops? Steal them. Lousy way to start the day.
Oh, take it easy, love. It's no worse than usual. I mean, they can't keep it up forever, you know, unlocking and locking those bloody...
See, some shows would waste time filming Judy's face as she said that, but... Oh, why bother? Wait, you just have one shot for 30 seconds. It'll be fine.
All right, ladies, as soon as you finish your breakfast, you return to your cells. There's going to be a spot cell search.
Yeah, I suppose you'll be checking in twos, eh?
They do everything in twos. Didn't you see Doreen's drawing?
All right, that's enough.
There you go, there's the drawing. There's drawing chat for you.
You've got to be joking. Besides, you're not supposed to be patrolling on your own.
The guy with the moustache is Jim. Heavens. Who has just returned from holiday, they said in the thing.
Well, if everything's okay, I'll go and find Mrs. Morris.
Proper 80s tash.
Which possibly means he's been in panto. And therefore unavailable for filming.
Make sure you check everything thoroughly.
They did all tend to disappear for a few weeks at random intervals, occasionally.
You're warm, Mrs. Morris.
Yeah. Apart from Meg at the front there, who was just always available. Warm now.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that's because she was a bad actor, but she was always available.
Well, we're supposed to stay in pairs.
Yes, but in this case, it would save a lot of time if we split up.
Look, I know how you feel about the rules, and I agree with you. I wouldn't dream of not following them to the letter.
Besides, Mrs. Morris is a lot warmer than you are.
Well, there's nothing here.
There's nothing here either.
Okay, Edward, let's get back to work.
Oh, is the game over? I was having a good time.
If they film that, it must be important.
What's that term? Thingy's gun.
Thingy's gun. That famous
not term. Schrodinger's gun. Someone's gun. Where if a gun is seen in the first act.
Oh right, okay. I don't think that's
Chekhov's gun.
I don't think that's Schrodinger. He was too busy with his cat. Yeah.
Stupid sitting around here and listen to it. Think about the future I haven't got.
That's no way to talk.
In about 300 episodes' time, he comes back as a different character called Stan.
To help, you know.
All right.
Is it ever referenced?
No, because it's a completely different character. It just happens to have exactly the same face as the other guy.
Diagnosed in time.
I think he had a moustache as well, which makes him different.
Obviously care for you very much indeed. If they hadn't convinced you to come in for tests, you wouldn't be talking to me now.
Somehow he actually looks older here.
I've plugged into a bloody machine.
I think you can stop worrying about that now. There was only one possible donor, but she's volunteered for the transplant.
Doreen?
That's right. Doreen Burns. She's in the hospital right now, having a check on her general state of health, and if there's nothing wrong, we can go ahead almost immediately.
She was scared to death.
She's obviously a very good friend.
Never realised. Quite how good.
Well, you can start thinking.
Or just felt guilty. One of the two.
You'll be as healthy as you were before. You'll be able to lead a completely normal life.
He's the most British doctor I've ever seen.
You say that in the very early episodes, they had an actual British doctor who was called Greg. And he was a shit character. And I find that offensive twice.
Yeah, but you got a visitor. Your solicitor.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, come on, I haven't got all day.
I like these ironing boards.
That'll be a great review of the show. The ironing boards look sturdy.
Yeah. I could do a shirt in seconds.
Well, well. Jack Fitzwater. Some solicitor.
Yes, well, it's the only way we could have a chat alone. So here I am.
The security at Wentworth Prison is famously dodgy as hell. You can just wander in and claim you're a solicitor.
Terry Harrison was, shall we say,
it happens all the time.
Thought it was safe to come back.
I thought maybe
you'd creep through that door. I'm strong, and then he's right,
and then disappears.
I had to disappear. Inspector Grace was sniffing around a little.
One of the best storylines they had in this. They were trying to do a prison breakout.
Asking questions about
and they had these like marine types, like a team of like three or four marines trying to break a prisoner out. And they couldn't do it because it was just so secure. About 100 episodes before that, one of the prisoners walked out by putting a hat on
for the parlors. Wentworth seems to be the ideal recruiting office.
And I'm inside.
You must admit it's perfect.
It's almost like the security level depends upon how badly they need the plot to work.
That is where your husband is.
Was this a Daily Show? Is.
And if I don't cooperate?
There were breaks, because there were different series of it. So there's like seven series or something like that. So,
you know something,
but
Jack?
I don't think there was much of a break between it, because I think it ran like twice a week for 40 weeks or something like that.
Nothing could be fairer.
Okay, don't push it.
Good girl. Now, you know the sort we need, and try and make sure they're not all dogs, will you?
One thing. I'm not recruiting anyone who hasn't worked the business before.
Well, that's fair enough. It's too much of a hassle breaking in new girls anyway. Look, I'll leave it all up to you.
How about a little more exchanging of favours?
It was a different time.
What?
It was, but he'd still be a pimp now.
If you can arrange to have it delivered along with our
it's fine. Just in case you're unsure what the character is, they just come out straight away and say that he's a pimp.
Just off the top for me and the girls.
Just so you don't like him. You
can skim the cream for yourself.
Right.
The boss.
He doesn't have to know. It'll cost him the same as it does now. And I'm not going to explain the new arrangement to him. Are you?
Oh!
Why? What was that? Was that...
That eyebrow action there was
Roger Moore-esque.
It really was.
She's often known as the Australian Roger Moore. Well, by me anyway. I'm not sure if that's carried over to anyone else.
He is now.
Yeah, they that'll probably be the name of this episode as well now.
Done to this place, it's a mess.
You should know, you searched it.
Whatever she's just hidden, they'll never find it.
Well, I didn't do all this either. I just came back for some fags.
Leaving work without permission isn't allowed.
Different time.
I think she's lying. Where are the cigarettes, if that's what you came in for?
Funny. I was just going to ask you the same question.
By the way, did you find what you were looking for?
Get back to work. If this happens again, you'll be put on the report.
I guess that means no. Oh, well. Good luck next time.
Oh, raging.
Furious.
Yes, all quiet.
Oh, well, I guess furious. We can count our blessings. They don't like the new...
Oh, right. Janet. I forgot about Janet.
I'm looking for Jim Fletcher.
Is there a problem?
She wasn't in it for long.
Do I have to explain my every move? Well, if you must know, it's to do with the work rosters. Maybe she's going to ask to be coupled with a new partner for patrol. Is it that bad?
I have had better mornings.
I'm sure you have.
No, you haven't, Meg. Sure all your mornings are exactly the same.
I must have lost it somewhere.
Oh, don't worry, it'll turn up.
Oh,
I can't imagine it fell off without my noticing it.
Blame red hair as well.
Mrs. Davidson's in, we're supposed to wear them all the time, but it's not that serious, surely.
Well, it's more serious than you think.
What is often called the least sexy TV show of all time.
Did you have it on when you
Janet's a bit of a fox on this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, occasionally she lets her hair down and she actually looks really good. And you go, oh, right, okay. A bit of glamour in Prisoner.
Like Phoebe in Neighbours. Oh, where she was like dead geeky and nerdy in that one episode. She just took her glasses off and... Yeah.
Plain Jane, yeah. Who I don't think turned up in this, but most of the Neighbours cast it at some point.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They mentioned it was mentioned in the previous episode as well, but Ted Douglas is played by Harold Bishop.
Well, nothing. What do you mean? What are you doing?
He turns up in a lot of low-rent Aussie movies as well. There's a film called Body Melt, which is about a vitamin supplement that makes people melt. And he plays an evil doctor.
It's a good title.
It does what it says on the box.
Yes, I did. But
He was also like a writer on this, a writer and producer on it. So before he was a an actor, he was writing and producing this. His name comes up at the end, like Ian Smith, and you go, oh, he's not that northern comedian. It's actually Harold Bishop.
Oh, there you go. There we go.
She found
it. What are we waiting for? You said Mrs. Davidson wants to see us, didn't you? The money for the extra laundry will come in through Sandy, and we get to keep the money.
That's terrific. We'll probably end up with gambling money and everything.
I told you she'd be terrific. She really knows how to get things done.
Well, if things keep breaking like this for us, it could turn.
They're not allowed any money.
Good work, Sandy.
They're not allowed money.
No, they don't seem to remember that most of the time.
Sorry, you can't talk about things till they're set in my mind.
Well, if it's as good as a laundry lark, it'll be worth waiting for.
Speaking of,
what's she in for? What prison lets people have a fucking neckerchief?
God, probably there already.
Oh well.
I think she's just in for. Well, at this point, I'm not sure. She may have already been released and imprisoned again by this point. Originally, she was in for a murder she didn't commit.
Right.
Essentially, she was the A-team of her day.
Hey, you're a bit early, aren't you? Putting all the dirty stuff together yet?
Where's Mrs. O?
She raced off to the loo. Well, I reckon
smoking
she's been
in the kitchen.
And I'm having a fag, so you're just...
Oh, you'll get smoking pregnant women and stuff in this.
What are you doing? Relax, will you? Everything's
been looked at. In fact, to be honest, most characters are smoking most of the time.
Signatures? A lot. Nobody's going to know that this extra stuff's come in, so nobody's going to miss it. Now, quick, get that dirty stuff and put it on top of the trolley.
It's not going to be much of a secret if Mrs. O walks in on you. Hurry it up, will you?
That's an actual kitchen because the sound's different.
Well, it has caused a bit of resentment.
It's almost certainly the kitchen where they filmed it.
Seeing your officer should be able to handle the women.
Is it really necessary to keep working in pairs?
I'm afraid so. The department was very definite about it.
Seems to me to be a bit of a waste of staff.
Working in pairs is difficult, bearing in mind there's only three prison officers.
Yes, but this shouldn't be any problem. The union's been fighting for some of this for a long time.
It limits the amount of scenes they can be in any one time.
I want you to understand the department...
Occasionally you'll see them running from one scene to another.
There are to be no exceptions. Identity cards are to be worn at all times. And Mr. Fletcher, Mrs. Morris, where is your identity card?
Well, I wish I knew. I had it before we started the search.
Strong Thatcher vibes.
Yes, I can't imagine what's happened to it.
Oh, definitely.
Do you realise how serious this could be?
It's all right, Mrs. Davidson. You must have lost it when we searched the cells. I found it on the floor.
Oh, Colleen, you cow.
I'd return it to you earlier and completely forgot.
Colleen's after Deputy Governor or something.
Now, just let me know if there are any serious signs of trouble. Mrs. Morris, I would like you to stay, please.
Essentially, what you had in prisoner, you had this screw called Vinegar Tits. For the first 200 episodes.
Vinegar Tits.
That was her real name. It was Vera, but everyone called her Vinegar Tits. For like the first 200 episodes. And she was the nasty prison officer. And when she left, they tried Colleen as like a replacement, as the nasty one. But she wasn't very good at it. So they then got the Freakin, who in about 40 episodes time, I think, who a fantastic character, an absolute psycho. But sadly, 40 episodes away. So
they've just got. There's no way that there's a youth shortage in a women's prison. I don't know why they got so giddy over that.
Makes you feel real good.
Yeah, until the next day.
Barry Cryer in the background there, always... he appeared in about 600 episodes, I think. It's just a background character.
Here, let me do that. You sit down, cool off a bit.
Thanks. Yes, you've had a hard day making coffee, Meg.
Mrs. Davidson was pretty cross, but she wasn't unfair.
Meg's hair I'm kind of obsessed with, because it's...
You tell me.
Do you think it was deliberate?
Like, it's almost like a ball. It's so round.
I must admit, I thought you looked rather pleased with yourself.
Yeah, well, everyone knows that you two don't get on, but it's still a pretty vile thing to do.
Yes, I know. And now I have to go on patrol with her and pretend that nothing's happened.
Oh, patrol, I forgot. I'm supposed to be doing
Did you ever see Lego Men?
It looks like... It'll be all right. Tomorrow,
it looks like a syrup, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I mean, we're probably about a year on from Ultimate Meg Hair, which was essentially an orange crash helmet that she used to wear at all times.
Well, well, it's about time. What's with all the locked gates all of a sudden anyway?
Barry in the background again?
What's this?
What's with all the locked Birds gates? Words. It's a prison.
What's in the bucket? Hey. Oh, there. That's the muck from the machines.
Muck?
Yeah, you know. All sorts of things goes into the machines.
Liz is meant to be like the
stuff, though.
Comic relief.
Take the lid off. Are you sure?
I assume.
Stinks.
Quite sure. Come on.
Either that or she's just got some really bad stories all the time. But that doesn't explain
Can
the old neck
teeth.
Your
nose.
All right, you can put it away now. Whose are these?
I don't know. Some must have forgot them.
I like the fact they barely show what it is they found.
I'll put them out of sight.
What is it?
I haven't seen them. I could do
a box of fags.
Is it Siggy?
An old woman has to have her comforts.
Sorry, Lizzie.
I don't know. Nor does David Walliams. It looks disappointed. It's quite bad that all the lookalikes in this women's prison are men. It's quite bad.
You and your lousy booze.
Well, that's one scheme down the drain.
Booze!
Oh yeah, Liz is kind of a bit of an alky when she can get her hands on some booze. Which is quite rare because it's a prison.
It's true. Now they're working.
Look at that press.
That's because you're all such desperate women. That's enough.
Come on, quiet down.
As you know, the new security measures will be enforced, whether you approve or not.
Yeah, and we all think it's a bit much.
I think I'm speaking for all the women, Mrs. Davidson. This place is beginning to lose its charm.
Wasn't too crash hot in the first place.
I'm sorry you feel that way. However, as long as I am in charge...
How dare you slag off my prison?
...this prison will be run efficiently and according to the department's regulations. Furthermore, it will not be used as a trading post. Now, can anyone tell me how this appeared in the laundry? I see. Well, a stock check is being made.
Ian Brown looks guilty.
If I find anything is missing, it will mean a loss of privileges. The new uniforms have arrived.
Reminds me of that bloke from On the Buses.
Oh, terrific. I suppose that's supposed to make us more
Which
happy
one?
About these new...
They all look like that in On the Buses. Red Drama.
New rules will be enforced.
Yeah.
Now you can either cooperate or make things a lot
better. I can see that, actually, yeah.
Can we at least do something with ourselves? You know, tizzy them up, make us feel a bit more human. I see no harm in that. Birdsworth.
I always think Holiday on the Bus is the most depressing film ever made.
Do you know what? I tried to watch that once. I just couldn't. It was just... It's just too bleak.
It's so bleak, isn't it?
God, look at this. You could fit two of me in here.
Yes, but if you can't find something that fits, you'll have to make your own alterations.
What's the film where the guy kills his entire family at the end and then realises he was about to get rescued?
The Mist. Remember.
The Mist, that's it. That's quite bleak. It's not as bleak as Holiday on the Buses.
You're going to have to offer.
You won't be needing it for a while.
Schindler's List.
Yeah, on the Schindler's List on the Buses. That would have been the... That would have been the worst, the most depressing film ever made.
Yeah. Red Vardy in a red coat. Dress in front of a
man? Oh, don't worry, Jude. He's an officer. He doesn't look at us in that way.
Yeah, well, that's funny, because he doesn't turn me on either.
How did the cigarette...
Jude is a lesbian, just in case that wasn't made clear from that comment.
I have to think for a minute. What makes you think I know anything about it?
Lizzie, you are being very foolish. If you
at this point, they probably she probably hasn't already got a daughter, which they
Davidson,
forgot about for a while. That
pinched him, do you?
That she's always been a lesbian, but yet suddenly, at one point, she has a daughter.
It must have belonged to somebody.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
You said you checked.
I can't even remember why or how that happened.
I found nothing missing.
It's all right.
Well, I know how.
Still.
But
It's a bit of a mystery, isn't it?
Turkey baster.
Why she didn't know for so long.
And I have no intention of letting it rest there. Very well, Lizzie. You may go. And Lizzie, don't get into any trouble before your trial.
Course not. I'll be as good as gold.
This must be prisoner in concert era.
Sister, is it all right for Smith to have?
I will have to send you that, Barry, because you will. I reckon you'd love it because it's one of the worst things that's ever happened.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
The cast of Prisoner did a Christmas special where they were doing songs and show tunes and stuff like that live on stage. Most of it's been destroyed, but. Uh-huh. There's like half an hour of it that exists on YouTube. There's someone's pieced together.
Well, what do you think?
It's so bad, you wouldn't believe.
That's an improvement. But then anything would be.
I picked up yours. I'll make it the same size as your old one. It'll be ready for you by the time you get out of here.
Thanks. How are you going at running things?
What's that in a pocket? Oh, it's a thumb.
I've got a little something worked out to help us earn some extra money. We get extra long.
The pockets are very small on those jackets.
Sounds good.
If you're lucky enough to have, you know, all your fingers and thumbs in place, you just have to leave one out. It's simple as that.
Right.
Hang on. He's McNally's man.
Yeah. Look, I didn't have much choice.
McNally is a gangster.
Oh.
Yeah, they bring him in every time they remember that he's a gangster. somewhere in the vicinity of Wentworth.
Besides, who could I?
They definitely had different writers per episode, didn't they?
Yeah.
God, I wish I was out of here.
Because they all seem to be spinning plates that they didn't set up, and they can't quite.
But Doreen there on the left, she's one of the best characters for this because. Different writers completely forget what the character is. And she's incredibly stupid or smart, depending on who wrote it that week.
Right.
Sometimes she's really childish and always carries a teddy bear. Yeah, this isn't one of those days.
No, today is a card day.
Been tested and they found that you're the only one they could use. They'll have to put it off until you're okay.
I suppose.
I think it's called Look at the Cards.
All right.
There's a lot of time in prison to make your own card games.
When they did that checkup. Do you know, Dor, they didn't even give me a test?
Well, that's because you're too old, aren't you?
It's got nothing to do with that. It's me ticker. They didn't think it'd stand up under the knife. You know, the shock.
I can't even remember how old Lizzie's meant to be.
Yeah, well, they said that I'm as strong as a horse.
But
too much
it's definitely about 20 years less than I thought she was.
I mean, if you're strong, you've got a better chance of any complications.
You'd assume she's like 80 or something there.
Well, things go wrong all
but
the time.
She's the sort of Madge Bishop of the day.
Of course, they always hush it up.
Madge Bishop is in prisoner twice.
Oh, fuck off.
He says it's all right, it's all right. I mean, he'd know, wouldn't he?
They're all in it.
It's that easy. It'll just
Mark
be
Little, does he put a shift in?
Just open you
I don't know. That might be too late. That was Joe Mangle, wasn't it?
Don't you have to get?
Yeah, that
work?
Was Joe Mangle.
Was he married to Kerry?
Take it easy. I'm only on. Remote.
Yeah, she got shot.
Kerry,
Kerry
was in this.
Warrior.
Kerry's in this. Yeah, she probably she's about 17 or something when she's in this.
What's those pictures on the wall? Jesus.
I don't know. There's one on the left there, which looks like it's
We're
just...
so proud of you.
Someone with a huge bush.
Thanks.
Yeah, this ain't getting upscaled to 4K.
Another
I wish it fucking would. They've just started showing it on Channel 5, whatever their online thing is.
Really?
Right.
So you can watch all the episodes on there. And so I had a look when it was first announced to see if they've got these glorious new prints. No, it's essentially these. It's as good as the YouTube rips.
Some good spirits behind me. I could do with some.
I realise that since Smith's illness, you have taken over as leader of the women. I have called you here because I want to ask for some help.
You want help from me?
I found with Smith, she was not against using her influence if it concerned the well-being of the women.
I wonder if B, or the actor who played B, was actually unavailable for these bits. Because they just filmed loads of scenes for her in hospital.
Due to the new regulations.
And it's very rare for them to have like a new top dog. Will not alter the situation. Which is what
right.
The regulations are in force. And there is
so the fact that there's all these episodes with her not as top dog, maybe she had other work and they just filmed loads of stuff in advance.
Changes without causing any trouble.
Yeah.
You want the women to
I've always thought of that. I always thought this storyline was a bit weird.
That is not how it is at all. Look, Mrs. Davidson, I'm not planning to cause any trouble, but just for the record, I think we're getting a raw deal. If there is any trouble, the responsibility...
The actress who played Sandy, can I go that's now? Her,
I take it.
She got pregnant and left the show really abruptly.
Very well.
So they had to come up with this storyline to...
Remember one
thing... Oh, sorry, you mean in real life?
Like yeah, not in the show.
Right, okay. Outside. Right.
That doesn't happen. It'd be weird in the show if she got pregnant in the prison. That said, a few characters did get pregnant. Yeah. A few characters do get pregnant in the prison.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
How did you check out at the hospital?
But they kind of had to come up with a storyline on the fly because she had to get written out really sharpish. And they also had to film her from certain angles. Stop showing that she had like a 4-month bump.
Look, it's not that complicated an operation. Not if Dr. Kennedy does it.
Yeah, but it's not like having your tooth out, is it?
Of course not, but there's no high risk factor.
But why don't you give it to me straight? Do people ever die from
what,
this operation?
What's having a kidney removed?
But it does happen.
It's pretty fucking high risk.
People can die.
It does if you've only got one.
But in straightforward things such as this, well, if the person's in a healthy condition, it hardly ever happens. Stop worrying.
Kate, the doctor, eventually goes completely mad. Unfortunately, we're not at that point yet either. But she goes absolutely proper crazy. It's one of the best. Yeah, it's one of the best going nuts performances I've seen.
Just using my head. They've searched all the other cells. We're the only place left they can look.
The fair play to the woman played her because she does absolute psycho
well,
properly
know
well.
What you can use, that's the name of the game.
Sure, I've got to say, it's not as wobbly and clumsy as sort of myth makes out.
Tired. Yeah, it's only when they like slam the cell doors and stuff like that.
Back to that
right, okay.
That's why, luckily, so many doors remain open at all times.
See, that's what I mean. I may have to work for McNally's mob, but if I can get a little something out of it on the side, so what? How can you work for McNally's lot in here? Recruiting for his massage parlours. I didn't have much choice. My husband's in Pentridge, and I can get at him. It was a question of agreeing if I ever wanted to see him in one piece again. Isn't it a bit dicey trying to put one over on
there you go. If
you...
if they get like...
You could say that, yes.
I don't know, about boy, five sentences of dialogue in a row. It's normally some important information and plot point that they're...
You wouldn't tell him.
They're helpfully
stupid, I like living.
Nudging into the conversation.
No. Yeah.
That might be the first time it was mentioned that her husband's in Pentridge, so they've got some kind of leverage over it.
Sounds
like a game worth playing.
This could be the start of her getting written out,
actually. To learn that everything's moving along quickly now that you've got a clean bill of health. We've scheduled the operation for tomorrow.
I can't.
So if you'll just sign this permission form for the operation.
So this week, Doreen's a coward. That's what the storyline is.
Well, I know right. It's probably a little sooner than you expected, but it's best to get these things done.
Didn't hear me. I said I can't. Not tomorrow, not ever.
It's quite understandable that you're a little nervous, but really all the arrangements have been made. It'll be fine. And your friend is counting on you.
Maybe that's what happened. He was so bad at this operation, he actually had to resign and came back as a prison guard.
You can't make me!
Got a new identity.
Yeah. You know, it's all starting to make sense.
What seems to be the trouble?
Miss Burns has evidently decided not to go through with the operation.
I can't, Mrs. Davidson. Nobody can make me do it because I haven't signed anything.
No, of course not, Doreen, but I don't understand. I thought it was all arranged.
It was. All the tests have been done. The operation is scheduled for tomorrow, but now, at the last minute, it seems she's changed her mind.
Meg's at the back. She must get a line.
I don't want to do it, that's all. I never wanted to do it in the first place.
Would you volunteer?
Yeah, well, what else could I do? I was the only
It'll probably be something like, come on, Doreen, let's go.
Wouldn't have been so bad if they hadn't have found out.
She does a lot of admin.
So I sort of had to say I'd do it.
Well, no one forced you. You offered of your own free will.
Some free will. Them all sitting around waiting to see what I was going to do, all talking about Bea and how sick she was, don't you see?
Yes, of course I do.
Well, it scares me, Mrs. Davids.
But that was someone who really didn't understand, saying, yes, of course I understand.
There's really nothing to be afraid of.
The doctor's right, Doreen.
Lots of close-up shots.
He wouldn't hide it from you.
This is why they couldn't have a close-up of Judy earlier on, because they were going to save them all for this point.
She knows you agreed to the operation. How would you feel if you let her down now? You are her friend.
Yeah, come on, Doreen. We're not trying to guilt trip you into this or anything.
That's the way the others made me feel. And that's why I said yes in the first place. Well, I'm not going to do it again.
She ended up in Neighbours, Doreen did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know, because I'll stop watching, but...
Do I have dinner in the dining room, Mrs.
She
Davids?
Was in Neighbours in, like, 2019.
They'll find out soon.
So, I think it when it was the 40th anniversary of Prisoner, there was a scene with Doreen and about... five of the old Prisoner characters in Neighbours.
There's literally no point for her being there.
No. She didn't even get a line that time. Even I'm surprised by that.
Unbelievable.
There's Barry. Right,
Aren't you supposed to be in the dining room, Peterson?
I thought we might have a little chat first.
Why would I want to do that?
Oh, I don't know. I think we can, how shall I put it, be of service to each other. What are you on about?
Well,
I thought you might be interested in the whereabouts of a certain letter. What do you know about it?
There's the music.
Do me a favour in return. Get to the point, will you? I'm supposed to be looking for Mrs. Morris now. If she shows up...
Oh, I see. You wouldn't want to be in on this conversation. Well,
if Meg shows up, nothing different will happen.
And I know exactly where it is at this very moment.
Where?
Now, hold on a minute. I want a visit arranged, and I don't want any of the women to know anything about it. After it's arranged, I'll tell you everything I know.
I'm going to do one of these about the prisoner incidental music, because...
It's remarkable, isn't it?
It always seems slightly off.
I'm really happy.
It doesn't seem to be fitting for whatever scene they're playing. That was quite spooky music, but was essentially a discussion over a letter.
Food's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, and incredibly, they have real knives and forks.
You go with Joan. I'll take over here.
What's the matter,
Dawn?
Nothing.
Aren't you feeling well?
I'm all right.
Oh, good. It'd be awful if you got sick, though. They'd have to put the transplant off, wouldn't they?
Yes, the donor has to be in a healthy condition.
Shut up a minute, will you?
What?
I don't want to hear you talking about the operation because there isn't going to be one.
What do you mean there isn't going to be one? Something happened.
Yes, something's happened. I've changed my mind. I didn't want to do it in the first place. And you all bullied me into saying yes.
But it's all arranged. I've told you it's perfectly safe.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Well, what are you all staring at? It's none of your business.
Bee's canning on your door.
Don't you think I know that?
Come on. Stop the shouting. Now, Doreen's made a decision, and I think you've all got to try and understand her. Now, will you get back to dinner?
I know Meg's meant to be the nice one, but she's fucking annoying. Doreen's literally just said it's none of anyone else's business. So Meg wanders over and tells everyone about it. Shut up, Meg. Meg was the only character who's in it right from the start, all the way through.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying she never got offered any other work, but... it would make sense if that was the case. There you go, there's Janet with her hair down.
Oh.
You know, I'm sure you don't eat properly.
No, I don't do too badly. Still, it's nice to be fussed over.
Well, at least I know you'll have a decent breakfast. Would you like to order now?
A few of us call Jim Fletcher there on the right. A few of us refer to him as Woz due to his resemblance to Mike Wozniak.
Talk to you about. Things are moving a bit too quickly for me.
She's got a bit of a Diane Spencer vibe going on her.
Jim, if you want to get along gently, there's no need. If you don't want us to continue seeing each other, just say so.
No, it's that's not it at all.
So much beige.
Well, we're two adult, unattached people. I don't see what the problem is.
This no background problem. Music's perfect.
Well, there's been a bit of gossip at work. I just feel that they're...
I reckon this is something they've gone in and put on. Excuses. Jim's playing this on his stereo.
What happens tonight doesn't affect anyone else but us.
Are you always used to getting your own way?
Now you're being silly. I don't mind if you don't stay tonight. It's all right with me.
Bunny boiler. I'm trying to work out if this is before. Oh, this must be after Jim's family were killed in an explosion.
Maybe we're being a bit hard on him.
So he may be a little
An explosion.
Fears are pretty strong. Yeah, his entire family exploded.
It's really nothing to be afraid of. That was all explained.
I can't remember the circumstances around it, but something to do with they were delivering a package that was meant for him.
Right.
But instead of giving him the package, it exploded and was a bomb and killed them instead. He survived due to being on the other side of quite a flimsy door.
I thought I was the local whipper.
I'm guessing that's where all of the effects budget went.
Yeah, once a series, there was an explosion, and that was it. There was a fire once. Every other episode that series was made on the absolute cheap because there was a huge fire that butchered the entire set.
I'm a coward. Well, I can't help that. And I know you all think that I let B down on purpose. Well, B's my mate. I wanted to go through with it, I really did, but I couldn't. I mean, having a part of your body cut away.
I understand.
No one else there could give a shit, apparently. She stood up and gave a speech to the entire room. No one else was even looking at her.
Besides, after all this time, I think the taste buds are dead anyway. I just thought of something. I haven't told B. What am I going to say to her?
Don't worry about it. She'll die soon. You won't have to mention it again.
What if they don't find another donor?
They will.
Could she die?
Easy way out, isn't it?
Doctors don't waste time in situations like this. They're probably looking already for a new donor.
No brown sauce on the table either. You got red, mustard, and possibly some kind of yogurt drink. Later on, in later series, they've got this kind of ketchup bottle, but it's blue. And I don't know what is meant to be in that.
Right, look at that cell door. Look at that handle, right? My nana add one of them on a bathroom door.
She better do it quickly.
That's
even worse if B hears it from somebody else first.
Did it have bars on it as well?
Well, I'm glad it's not my problem.
It ain't the most secure, is it?
Well, it doesn't matter if it's open. It's more... I'm not saying they use the same cell and they just change the people inside it and so they need to fill. Good. But...
Come on, where is it?
When these scenes need to rely on people wandering in and out, they're rarely closed.
I can't keep finding excuses to get away on my own. Relax, the letter isn't going to disappear. After I've had my visit, you can have the letter. Oh, look, I've had a gut full of playing cat and mouse. Now I want that letter and I want it now.
Oh, calm down, Colleen.
Oh.
I can't remember what the letter says either.
Tight about things. It's bad for the system.
makes you sweat.
I'm sure it's Colleen calling out, like, the rest of the prison service or something like that.
Oh, if you've run out, I think there's some round here somewhere.
There you go. Bit more mood music at the end of that scene.
Yeah.
Back to possibly spooky. Played on a flute.
Oh.
Is Mrs. Davidson in yet? What is she?
No, I don't think she is. Why?
I just want to know, that's all. Well, off to work.
And all I've got to look forward to is another day with Colleen Powell.
But so is Meg just arriving or just leaving? It's hard to tell. Wow.
Oh, this has got Alvida's Impet vibes.
It's definitely a prison. It's not just somewhere on an industrial estate.
We will if we get our fingers out. Now, come on, you lot. Think about the extra bread.
I'm not so sure this was such a good idea.
Oh, well, you thought it was a pretty good idea to start off with. You all jumped at it. Now, come on, get it sorted. It'll be done before you know it.
Still think it's such a bad idea? Come on, spit it up now. It'll be an added incentive.
I'm waiting for the cliffhanger.
Oh.
Visitor for you, Peterson.
Thank you, Mrs. Powell.
Come with me, please, Edwards. I've just seen the state of your cell. It's disgusting. You better do something about it now.
You wouldn't want me to stop work, Mrs. Powell. I can come and fix it up later.
Do what I say, when I say. You know, I think I'm going to have to put you on report. Oh, that cell is like a pigsty. Come on, let's go.
The balance of power is shifted yet again. Oh no, they found it in my talcum powder.
Inspector Grace, my name is Kate Peterson.
I understand you want to see me.
Yes, that's right. There are a few things I think we should discuss.
Well, I didn't know there were so many shades of brown until I saw this show.
So I believe, but I've heard quite a lot about you in here.
I can imagine. Not exactly the most popular person, am I?
No. But I think you and I should get on very
well. I recognise him from somewhere. Well,
but we can dispose of the bullshit. Obviously, you've got something to talk to me about. Get to the point.
I think he may have had a moustache in other stuff.
What is it?
Well, I realise that getting information...
But it was probably also this. I'm trying to remember. But he might have been in, like, Home and Away and Neighbours and stuff like that.
There's
always a fair chance that he was in one of them.
I see. I gather you'd expect something.
I mean, Jason Donovan's dad showed up the other day, so.
Perhaps you should take a seat.
Really? He was in Neighbours. But he was also Jason Donovan's
That's
dad.
An excellent idea.
He used to give oh, is that it? That's not even a cliffhanger. I wish
he could again. It just fucking boom.
It just stopped.
I mean, I'm guilty of some bad edits, but
furious if that was the cliffhanger. I know there were two episodes a week, and this might have been the first one, but come on. Ian Smith, there you go, script editor. Ian Smith. Are we in the Colin Christmas era? When we're like in...
Colin Christmas.
Colin Christmas, yeah. He's... There you go. Location cameraman, Colin Christmas.
Partway school must have been tough.
There you go. What on earth did you make of that?
There's. Dennis?
Travelodge, Gilbert Grace Brothers removals, these are all there.
Of course, Travel Lodge. What's it?
They didn't live in the prison. Come on. 1980. A classic from 1980.
Wow.
So tell me about the first episode you've seen properly. You've seen all the way
through. That's the first full episode. There's so much going on in it.
Definitely.
It flits everywhere. Good Lord.
All right, so that was episode 244. What do you think happens in episode 245? And who to?
I think the kidney story, I get the feeling, is going to be kicked by the wayside, right? I think they're just going to let that go. And I think the focus is going to shift onto this letter, which, we don't know what it says, but I reckon she's going to stitch her right up. I reckon there's a double crossing going on here, and this isn't quite the sweet deal she thinks she's getting.
Nah, I mean, that all makes sense on the grounds that it happens quite a lot. Constant double crossings going on.
I feel like I've watched a dream.
It does have that kind of feel to it. it's because there's so much, but the reason I do it like this is just dive in at any random point and you just go, well, I've got no idea how we got here or where it goes. But so it's just let's just watch this for like a 40-minute TV drama. Like it's standalone, like an episode of like Columbo or something. You don't have to watch previous episodes of Columbo in order to watch that episode of Columbo.
No, the standalone. Good Lord. I've an injury. I had a serious bump in the car and have caught me head.
But does watching that make you want to come back for more? Does it make you want to watch more episodes of Prison? I normally say, does that cliffhanger make you want to watch the next episode? But clearly in that case...
There's no cliffhanger there. It hasn't happened. I'm curious to see what it looked like by the end, to see if it looked as good or worse or better.
What, the...
Do you know what I mean?
What,
the whole vibe of it. So what year did it end?
1986. So this is series two, probably. So this is 1980.
Yeah, so there's...
I'm guessing it's the arse end of 1980. And then they stopped going as heavy on the episodes. I think they went once a week, maybe, after this. So they were able to come up with...
Did they go for more lighthearted stories than kidney transplants? And
I mean, they tried, but no one was really bothered about the lighthearted stories. What you wanted was all the despair.
God almighty. It's so
bleak. There was more violence and stuff later on, I think. So, I mean, there was a fantastic hanging in one of the later series. And they showed it really well and all. So
it's scary that they take on a serious topic like that.
Yeah, but also they'll have a dance competition. So,
oh, right. What, in the same episode?
No, that was like two episodes before. It's fine. It's not like... They also was a Miss Wentworth as well. Talk about a no-score draw.
Hi. Megbot here. Full disclosure, there was a break in recording. When we reconvened, Barry had been to the dentist and we were talking about teeth. Hopefully this message has been long enough that you won't notice the disparity in audio levels.
I had all of mine taken out about 8 years ago because someone told me it might help my bad back. And it kind of has.
What, getting some of your teeth taken out can help your back?
Apparently, the nerves run all the way up through your neck and into the backs of your things. It's the same nerve. So if you suffer from like problems with caused by essentially damaged nerves on your back,
yeah,
it could be down to your wisdom teeth coming out. Actually,
do you know what? I've had a really bad back for the last 3 months. Just cannot get comfy lying in bed, and I wonder if this is all there. Oh God,
maybe. Alternatively, you might just be getting old, and your back's going to be fucked. There's always that possibility.
Too long sat on this chair, without a doubt.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I have the same. At least I've got two chairs, so I mix it up. So it's a bit of variety. I tell you what, I was actually thinking. I thought, wouldn't it have been great actually if he came back on and he had the anaesthetic still and he couldn't speak properly, and I made no reference to it whatsoever. So. So it just suddenly cut over from like normal conversation. So I think he's interviewing the air, and I thought, man, he's gone all.
Oh dear me. Yeah, I was going to say I could have worn the same clothes and everything, but that honestly wouldn't take much effort. I only wear the same things all the time anyway.
Nah, it's not. I just thought how good that would be. Yeah, all it was towards the end of the last one, it went a bit Norman Collier, and then it went like a bit Dalek-y. So
sure, yeah. So you need to.
That's all it was. Plus, there's also an extra bit that I've been doing on all the other ones that we might have time to do anyway. Because it's
okay.
It's just like a prisoner quiz, which I've just thought could have been called Quizner Cell Block H.
Quizner Cell Block H.
But I haven't. I've only just thought of that, and I've already recorded all the other episodes. So I'm going to have to go back and insert that pun into every single episode now, because it's too good to ignore.
It's great that it is very good.
So that's the handy thing about not releasing them regularly, is that I can just go, I need to do this, and just go and put one thing in. So the plan for this is they're all going to go out on the same day. So.
Oh really? Oh right, cool.
April 1st, and then if they're not ready in time, I could claim that me saying they're all going out on April the 1st was a joke.
Nice. Yes.
All right, so what I've done is the people who aren't prisoner fans, they get a multiple choice quiz. The people who are prisoner fans, they get the same quiz, but without the multiple choice answers. So you're luckily in the former of not being a prisoner fan, which means you get to randomly guess at most of these, because I don't think any of them were specifically covered in the episode we watched.
Right, okay. If any of them involve names, I'm definitely in trouble, because I've got family members I can't remember their names of. I've got cousins I can't remember their names.
That'll be fine, because I think pretty much all of these involve names. So let's see how we go. Sam only got two. If you want to get a point of comparison, Sam got two out of ten. So
okay.
If you want to be able to gloat, all you need is three.
Okay. I like it. I've got a little competitive fire in me now.
That's it. As soon as you go, I don't want to be last, really. Most people have said they don't want to be last. Right, okay. Who was the first character to be seen getting murdered in the prison? Because I don't think we saw any murders, but...
No.
There are plenty, right. So the options are Ann Yates, Bill Jackson, Harry Smith, or Sally Lee.
I'm going to go Sally Lee.
Sally Lee, so it's been a popular answer. I can't remember, to be honest. Which character knew?
Do you not know the answer?
I know the answers. It's just I can't remember what other people's guesses were.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. I was thinking that you were like, I can't remember who it was.
Once I format the results and put them into a handy spreadsheet, I can start making pie charts and stuff.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but that's just my own amusement. Okay. Well, I don't tell you if you got them right or not. I'll just tell you how many you got right at the end. So I can use the same quiz again. Which character? This is the last one. So I could actually reveal them all. But, which character knew Susie Driscoll prior to her arrival at Wentworth? Did we see Susie Driscoll? I think we saw Susie Driscoll.
I'm trying to think.
Young blonde girl.
Does sound familiar for some reason. You may have said it in the recording.
possibly. Joyce, Judy, Meg, or Mouse?
I'm going Joyce.
Okay.
Joyce is a great prison name.
She's one of the guards. Who found a gun buried in the prison garden? Was it Daphne? It happens every day in a prison, surely. Right, was it Daphne, Julie, Rita, or Willie?
Ooh, Julie.
There you go, another question about Julie. What colour was Julie Egbert's cardigan? In prison, now. You know, she wasn't in the episode we saw, so this would be guesswork. But you can imagine the sort of thing someone might wear in a prison. So, green, orange, pink, or yellow?
Green, orange. Now, based on...
Yeah, it normally looks like this. So it would stand out a bit either way.
The colour palette of the fashions of the time would suggest yellow, but I'm gonna go green.
Oh. The actress playing which character changed overnight? it only happened once, to be honest. They did have a few cases when someone else came back, like a character came back and it was played by a different actor. But there was one instance where in one scene it was played by actor A, in the next scene he'll play by actor B, and everyone just carried on as if they didn't know. Was it Helen Smart, Lisa Mullins, Lorna Young, or Paddy Lawson?
Lorna Young.
See, the Prisoner fans love that Lorna Young is in that question. But it's a really... Well, essentially, she's a background character who appeared in pretty much every episode.
Oh, really? Oh.
Never saying a word. So the idea that she'd suddenly change overnight would be kind of irrelevant to the plot, but they could have done it. How many episodes were there between Joan Ferguson... at the back there, arriving, and B. Smith leaving. Essentially the two big characters of the show.
Oh, right, okay.
So the overlap was 114 episodes, 147, 198, or 233?
I'm going to go 233, because I think if they're big characters, there's going to be a bit of distance between them.
There's some logic to that, yeah. Okay, what was Lorelei Wilkinson's... So every time I've said this question, I've probably said Lorelei differently. Lorelei, Lorelei, Lorelei. Doesn't matter. What was Lorelei Wilkinson's real first name? Was it Darlene, Lurleen, Marlene, or Wolverine? It's almost like I couldn't think of another name that ended in E when I was writing that.
Wolverine. Can I have those again, please?
Yeah,
Darlene. I got distracted.
Darlene, Lurleen, Marlene, or Wolverine?
I'm going Darlene. That's a very Australian name. Darlene? I can hear it being said.
Okay. Which three characters did Alf Stewart play? Now, I'm aware the actor wasn't called Alf Stewart, but he's the guy who played Alf Stewart in Home and Away. And he was in Prisoner three times as three different characters who were all essentially the same.
Oh my God.
Right, so was it Bruce, Brad and Fred, Jeff, Kurt and Ernest, Matt, Luke and Ken, or Stan, Jack and Blakey?
Which is, I'd love to go for the last option. I'm gonna go.
Someone did. So the on the buses reference was lost on them.
I'm gonna say the third one, and I'm that's it is a guess, obviously, but I'm thinking those names sound
Matt, Luke, and Ken.
Yeah, they sound very middle-aged names, apart from Luke. Because I imagine Alf Roberts, I'm thinking how old he was. But he was old.
Alf Stewart, come on. You're thinking of a different actor.
Alf Stewart.
I don't know who Alf Roberts is, but
it's
probably...
He's Coronation Street, sorry.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Alf Stewart. Well, he was sort of... He was old. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that one. I'm gonna go with
Matt, Luke, and Ken.
Yeah.
Okay. You're flaming a lot. That was him. That's pretty much 90% of his 90% of his lines in Home and Away.
Does anyone know what a galah is?
No. Just him. He made it up. What was Rita's brother called? Bongo, Dingo, Mango, or Pingu?
I'm going with Bongo. It's probably wrong, but I like the idea. How's your brother Bongo doing?
Well, as opposed to Dingo, Mango, and Pink. The final question. Who moved Vera's radio? Was it Colleen, Fletch, Meg, or we just don't know?
Oh. Now. The inclusion of that fourth one, makes me think that it was never answered. I'm going to go with that one as a guess. It was never answered.
We just don't know.
We just don't know.
Okay. Well, you have got 2 out of 10.
Oh, no. Which were my two? Oh, no,
sorry, it's fine. You got the last two.
Did I?
You were 0 for 8 on the first ones. I went, are we going to get our first zero score? even guesswork suggests that you should get 2 or 3.
Yeah.
So you did that. Yeah, you got two. I reckon the one at the end is the easiest one because obviously if the answer is we just don't know is in there, it's going to be that
one. Yeah, it's got to be that one, hasn't it? Yeah.
Her brother is called Bongo.
Bongo.
We did a whole episode from that era on this, which ended with about half an hour discussion of just the character Bongo.
I
cut loads of it out, and it's still like half an hour.
Oh, remarkable!
Yeah. All right, so one more prisoner related thing, though. Do you get its popularity? Do you understand its cult status based on the episode you watched or what you've seen or heard of it before?
Now, obviously, do I get it now, as in looking back in a retro style, or do I get it from its original popularity?
Just generally, and that having recently watched an episode, it might give you more of an insight into...
I think it's entertaining to look back as a sort of like snapshot of entertainment at the time. I think there's certainly an appeal there to see as a sort of contrast to how things are now, because there's a lot going on.
There is.
You know, it's a very busy plot. And I think in today's times of things being, I don't want to say dumbed down a little bit, I don't want to sound like a mail reader, but in terms of maybe attention spans being a bit shorter, they'll sort of stick with 2, maybe 3 storylines in an average soap episode and there'll be certainly one big one that it'll follow for the whole thing, whereas this one just hits you with loads. There's so much going on, like the branches go off everywhere. So I think I get it from that point of view. I get it from the kitsch point of view as well, because some of the acting doesn't stand up.
It's quite cheaply made as well, which some people will watch it, you know, just to take... I mean, I watch it to take the piss, kind of, as well, but I also genuinely like it. So I get to enjoy it for both reasons.
That, well, that was going to be the other thing, was that I'm sure that originally, and also still today, its popularity was because the stories were quite good and that it was actually entertaining. I don't think it's all novelty value. It does seem like there is a lot of drama in there. And
It's a weird one, because normally the cliffhangers are generally pretty good, and we got one that just stopped, and it was...
We got the two-parter.
I looked at it and went, oh, we're like, last minute, we're about to hit the cliffhanger, and then credits. Yeah, oh, that was it. I just forgot that week.
just my luck, going out on a whimper.
I know, because normally I can say that, even people who don't like the show have gone, they kind of want to know what happens in the next episode.
Right, yeah.
I go, because the cliffhanger's good, but that wouldn't just stop. You go, well, fair enough, I'll probably never look at that again. There's nothing to draw you back in.
But having said that, there's so many stories going on there that I reckon if you did just casually watch another one, you'd pick up the threads very easily of what you'd just seen, and it would be very easy to follow. You know,
that's kind of why I want to do like a random episode, because I wanted to see what it's like to just jump in without knowing necessarily what goes on. And you get like a 2-minute recap before it starts. You go, right, this is everything that's going on. Then throw it at someone and see what they make of it, and whether it actually lands or not.
Well, it's sort of the same like with the soaps now, and, you know, with myself, with things like Neighbours and Home and Away back in the days when I watched the soaps, it was none of us ever saw the origins. We did just sort of jump on at some point and sort of catch up with it that way. So none of us, although I remember there was once that BBC One, I think it must have been on some anniversary of Neighbours or something, showed the first ever episode of Neighbours. And I tried to watch it. It was awful.
Yeah. All I'd heard of Neighbours before I started, I probably started watching maybe like 18 months in, and lasted until Natalie Imbruglia left. So no reason to carry on after then, is there? But everything I'd heard about it before I actually started watching it was that it was trashy and cheap and badly acted, the same accusations that Prisoner gets. So, I was probably watching it for a few years as a kid. So
I watched it for a few years. I certainly had a couple of, shall we say, awakenings via some of the...
You can say Natalie Imbruglia. It's...
I know. Annalise.
I think that was afterwards. I think that might have been a bit later.
Yeah, she was a sort of...
Blonde girl.
Yeah.
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 I know the one you mean.
Kimberly Davies was the...
Yeah, she ended up going... She was in something in America, because I remember seeing something, and them going, oh, this was... She was in Neighbours.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, okay. She was in, like, 24 or one of those things.
So, yeah, I do get a bit of a buzz when I say things like that. Like, whenever I see Guy Pearce in, like, a big movie...
Jim Robinson's the best one. He's in everything. The guy who plays Jim Robinson is in every American, like, big American series.
Oh, is it? Oh, right, okay.
Alan something his name is. And Jim Robinson, and everyone knows
Jim Robinson, yeah. Oddly, because Guy Pearce, I saw him in, was it Prometheus? Ridley Scott's much flawed attempt at rebooting the Aliens franchise. And it's like, oh my gosh, Guy Pearce, this guy was in Neighbours, that's amazing. Quickly followed by, oh my god, that's the bloke from 15 Stories High with Sean Locke, because Benedict Wong's one of the astronauts.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen him in a film. So to me, he's always like Blue Rat Lad. That's all he is to me. Yeah. I've never seen him in a film.
So we go and have a look at Prometheus and watch him acting straight. It's really odd seeing any emotion.
I always struggle. Like, even when I see like prisoner people in something else, I find it difficult to take them seriously. But also, even if people have done comedy, like, you know, Poseidon Adventure, you got Leslie Nielsen in that as the captain. How are you supposed to take that serious? Because in my lifetime, he's always been a comedy actor. So You see him doing exactly the same deadpan performance as the captain of the ship, and he's laughing. You're laughing at him talking about crashing a boat. Probably not the original intention.
Oh man!
Lovely. But anyway, that's all we need. You got a gig tonight?
I have. I'm going to Nantwich. Woohoo! Living the dream.
Pretty sure I've been past there. There's a service station, isn't there? Is it on the M6?
Yeah. It's on the M6. Yeah. The lineup, I think I looked at one point, and it was, I think it was quite impressive. So it'll be, should be fun. So how about you?
Weekend gig, isn't it? So it's,
probably be a few
knobheads, but you get to practice all your new zingers on them.
Old zingers reformatted for 2024.
Yeah, that as well. It might be new to them, as I saw them.
Where did you learn to whisper?
As long as you don't use them twice in the same night, I reckon you're.
Oh, I know.
I would so comedian do that. Everyone like first one went down well. Second time he must have forgotten that he'd already done it.
Complete
silence.
I've seen two different comics do the same line because one of them hadn't arrived when the first one was on, so didn't watch the first act, and then did it as a closer. It's like, ooh, your little trick has just been exposed.
I'd have loved that kind of thing. Oh, serve that sort of thing up. Delicious. I'm going to see the touring version of Drop the Dead Donkey tonight.
Are you?
They're at the their tours come to Cambridge, so I'm going to the Arts Theatre to watch that.
Oh, very nice. I'm going to see the Fast Show one.
I'm going to that in, is it like April or something like that?
Yeah.
They're not coming to Cambridge, soon. But they're going to like Norwich. So
right, okay.
Nearest to me, so I've got to go to Norwich. Most people there don't know how to book online, so there's still tickets available for that one.
I'm very curious as to what that's going to be. As in, is it going to be? I kind
of
know.
I think it's a bit of both. They're kind of doing sketches and chatting and stuff like that. When I first heard about it, I thought it might just be like a Q&A, and then they showed clips. Mm. But it's not. They're actually doing like performing sketches and stuff like that as well.
Okay.
It's just there's a bit of nattering while they're changing costumes and stuff like that.
Right. But
it's actually pretty good. It sounds pretty good.
I'm looking forward to it because I was such a big fan of it back in the day. So
I went to Simon Day's tour. He did a tour a few years ago.
What was that like?
It was really, really funny because he was just doing like Tommy Cockles and. Brian Pern and the Fruit Machine guy. Was he called Billy Bollocks or something like that?
I thought Dave Angel.
Dave Angel, he did bits of that. So basically all his characters, just he was doing little monologues by them.
Such a good character.
Such a great voice as well.
Yeah. It was just, and do you know what? To ruin Moonlight Shadow.
Ruined. Well, I always hated it, so I'm delighted it now gives that meaning.
It's people the turn with the finger.
It is, yeah, and it's a slight double cut to it as well. It makes it all the better. But the roses here are prisoners. When morning comes around. He used to give me roses. I wish he could again. But that was on the outside. And things were different then.